Last year, I was asked to be on the board of the newly formed Arts Council, and it has been an absolute pleasure. The executive director, Rhonda Bellamy, has done a spectacular job, and working with her is a blast. Rhonda is like Johnny Carson to The Tonight Show, and her intellect and enthusiasm are immense. In the first year, I've learned that the arts have a direct impact on the economic stimulus of the community. A recent report states that New Hanover County nonprofit arts and culture industry generated $20.8 million of economic activity. Raising money to go directly back into the arts community is essential to the growth and vitality of our cultural fabric. This year, the Arts Council awarded $50,000 in grant monies to our local arts organizations and $15,000 to artists. Our goal is to establish Wilmington as an arts destination, and we are well on our way. A recent survey states that Wilmington is the first choice, outranking New York and New Orleans, for artists in their 20s and 30s as an art destination. But don't tell my children, because I'm trying to empty my nest. Being bored in Wilmington is just not an option. Cinematique, Thalian Hall, the Cameron Art Museum, art galleries, and endless musical opportunities and festivals keep our community entertained and vibrant. I have absolutely no artistic talent, and the only thing I can paint is the town red, but I have enjoyed planning the events that raise money to fund the Arts Council. In November, we had our inaugural event, the Arty Party, at Cape Fear Community College, Union Station, with 40 artists represented and performances by local musicians, including WHQR's own Bob Workman and recent Walk of Fame star recipient Grinaldo Frazier. I'm currently working on a designer showhouse schedule for May 2nd through the 18th, featuring HGTV's design star, Meg Caswell, but more about that later. Next Saturday, March 8th, the Arts Council is sponsoring a special event called Book Smarts. Our board chair superstar, Clyde Edgerton, will interview fellow North Carolina authors, Lee Smith, Randall Keenan, and Jill McCorkle. The event will be at 3 o'clock at Lumina Theater at UNCW. Tickets may be purchased online at the Arts Council, and I certainly hope to see you there.